ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने ॐ
महाभूतप्रकरणम् If Mahabhutas have to be analyzed, elements have to be analyzed, thereby elementals, the world has to be analyzed. First of all, the world has to be created. You can't analyze something which is not there. So we have to talk about the creation of the universe. So analysis of the elements presupposes the creation of the universe.
So if the creation has to be discussed, then the creator has to be mentioned. And here, which means we know definitely the creator status is attributed to Brahman. So the creator status is attributed to Brahman. Means we are talking about the creative power of Brahman. So without the creative power, how can Brahman enjoy the status of being the creator? Even though later on we are going to negate the creator's status and the creation, initially for analysis we are talking about the creation, means the creator's status is attributed to Brahman, and we are talking about the creative power of Brahman, and the creative power of the reality is Maya. The Maya has to be brought into the picture here. Anyway, this Maya we have seen. Therefore, from this verse number 47, so 47th verse of the second chapter onwards, this Maya is taken for understanding and discussion. So this Maya is Mithya. This is what we understood in the previous classes. And the reasons, we have to understand the three reasons are given very clearly. Why Maya is Mithya? Maya is Mithya because Maya does not exist independently. Does not have independent existence. So Brahman and Maya are not two different, separate, independent entities. If Brahman also, Maya was independent of Brahman, then Upanishad cannot say that Chandogya Vakyam Ekameva Asid. Advitiyam. Sadeva Saumya Idam Agra Asit Ekameva Advitiyam. Upanishad would not have said. Upanishad would have said Dvayameva Asit. Advayam Asit. Upanishad does not say Dvayam Asit. Upanishad says Ekameva Advitiyam Asit. Therefore, it is very clear. Brahman and Maya are not two different independent entities. The Maya, the power of reality is dependent on the reality for its very existence. This is reason one. It means power is not real. And second thing, this power of reality is also a part of Brahman. Like how hands and heads and head and leg are part of the individual, it are part of Brahman also. See, Maya is not a parallel reality to Brahman. We understood first. Maya is not identical with Brahman. Why Maya is not identical with Brahman? Because Maya is of the nature of, in a second reason is, Maya is of the nature of inertness. Brahman is of the nature of consciousness. There are two different natures. Therefore, Maya is not identical with Brahman also. So Maya is an independent entity. And Maya is of the nature of inertness. Second reason. The third reason is, Maya is not part of Brahman. Why? Because, see, the space itself is spatially limitless. And Maya, Brahman, the truth of Brahma, of space, is spatially limitless. Anything which is spatially limited alone can have parts. A partful thing, for any given thing, to have parts within itself, it must be spatially limited, it must be time-wise limited. And a space which is free from spatial limitation itself is free from divisions. Space itself is indivisible, partless one. Why? Because space is spatially limitless. For something to have parts, to be divided, to be divisible, it must have spatial limitation. Whereas Brahman being the spatially limitless reality, time-wise limitless reality, it is indivisible, partless whole. Because Brahman is partless whole, Maya is not part of Brahman. Okay, these are the three important reasons you have to remember. So Maya does not have independent existence of its own, therefore it is Mithya. Maya is not identical with Brahman because Maya is of the nature of inertness and Brahman has the nature of consciousness, therefore Maya is Mithya. And second, third thing, Maya is not part of Brahman because Brahman being in the soul, the all-accommodative reality, we accommodate even the space, being spatially limitless, is not object to divisions and parts. Brahman is not free from, Brahman is one partless, indivisible whole. Therefore, Maya had a part of Brahman. There are three reasons we say, Brahman is what? Brahman is nir-avayavam nishkalam. It's divisionless, partless whole. Therefore, Maya had a part of Brahman. If there are three reasons we give, therefore Maya is Mithya. This we understood in the previous verses. And here, in the 51st verse, therefore it is said, let us see the 51st verse now. Ataye vadvitiyatvam shunyavannahi ganyate naloke chaitrata chakyor jivitam likhyate prithak. Ataye vadvitiyatvam shunyavannahi ganyate naloke chaitrata chakyor ವ್ಯಕ್ತಿಯೋರ್ ಜೀವಿತಂ ಲಿಖ್ಯತೆ ಪೃಥಕ್. ಫೋರ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೆಡ್ ಅತಃ ಏವ ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್. ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ತ್ರೀ ರೀಸನ್ಸ್. ವಾಟ್ ಆರ್ ತ್ರೀ ರೀಸನ್ಸ್? ಮಾಯಾ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಇಂಡಿಪೆಂಡೆಂಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಓನ್. ಮಾಯಾ ಇಸ್ ಡಿಪೆಂಡ್ ಆನ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಫಾರ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್. ಮಾಯಾ ಇಸ್ ಮಿಥ್ಯಾ ಅಂಡ್ ಮಾಯಾ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಐಡೆಂಟಿಕಲ್ ವಿತ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್, ನಾಟ್ ಇವನ್ ಅ ಪ್ಯಾರಲಲ್ ರಿಯಾಲಿಟಿ, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಮಾಯಾ ಇಸ್ ಆಫ್ ನೇಚರ್ ಆಫ್ ಇನರ್ಟ್ನೆಸ್. ಎಫರ್ಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಮಿಥ್ಯಾ. The third is this, Maya is not part of Brahman, because Brahman is one partless, indivisible whole. Is not the effort. Maya is mithya. Now here, so if anything happens to the part, if Brahman is, Brahman has parts, Brahman is partful. If Brahman has some parts, what will happen? Anything happens to the part, it will affect the whole thing, isn't it? Suppose if you have pain in your finger, the whole physical, whole system is affected, isn't it? Your whole person is in pain. Therefore, any part is affected means the whole will be affected by the part. Whereas now, whatever change happened in the part of the Maya, then Brahman is affected by the changes happening on the part of Maya. Therefore also Mithya, Maya is Mithya. They are the reasons given. Now, we say to understand. Like what? We have to give understand example. We take this, understand the dream world. The Swapna Prapanchaha, the dream which is experienced, is what? Dream does not have independent existence of its own. No, the waker. Dream is not independent of the waker. And the dream is not parallel to the waker also. Because why? When there is waker is, the dream is not. We're not parallel reality also. At the same time, dream is not part of the waker also. Dream is not a parallel reality like waker. Dream is not independent of the waker. And dream is part of the waker. Okay? But still, and the dream is superimposed upon the waker. That's why dream is mithya. They say like the similarly here, Maya is Brahmani Adhyastam. Maya is superimposed upon Brahman. So Maya is mithya. Now we say, superimpose me what? Maya is superimposed upon Brahman, adhyastam, it is mithya. It is said, atayeva, therefore, dvitiyatvam shunyavat nahi ganyate. So Maya is not given the status of being the second parallel reality. It is not countable. Okay, now next sentence it is said, loke chaitra tat chaktyor jivitam likhyate prithak. See, in this verse, loke means in the world, chaitraha is the name of a person here. Just for example, simply saying, like Ram, Devadattaha, Bala, some Ramaha, like some name. Chaitraha is one of our name. Loke Chaitra here. Chaitrasya. When this person called Chaitraha, when his autobiography, actually not autobiography, his biography is written by somebody. When somebody writes the biography of this person, Jivitam. Jivitam means the Jivitam of this Chaitra. When somebody writes this biography of this person, and he cannot write the biography of the person separately and the biography of his powers separately. How powerful this person was. What all powers he had. What all he accomplished. Nobody writes the biography of powers separately, biography of the person separately. whenever we write biography of a person, we always brought out the powers of person are written as part of the individual only. Isn't it? The example is given here. So, Chaitrasya Jeevitam Tat Chaktyoho Jeevitam Prithak Na Likhyate, not separately written. Okay? Not separately written. We can just take anybody's life, biographer. Whosoever in the world is taken for, is appreciated. And suppose we read the biography of a person, we never read biography of a person separately and the biography of his power separately. Because there's no such thing called powers existing independently without the person. Well, here it is, the example is given here. You should say Maya is Nitya. That's okay. Now, so Chaitra is Natna Loke Chaitra Tat Chaktyoho Jeevitam Prithak Likhyate. The biography of Chaitra is not written separately without the separately, and the biography of his powers are also is not written separately. It means always powers are inseparable from the individual. So also the power of reality also is inseparable from the Maya. Okay. Now the next question, next verse. Shaktyadhikye jivitam ched. Shaktyadhikye jivitam ched. Vardhate tatra vriddhikrit. Shaktyadhikye jivitam ched. Vardhate tatra vriddhikrit. Na shakti kintu tatkaryam. Na shakti kintu tatkaryam. Yuddha krishyadikam tatha. Na shakti kintu tatkaryam. Yuddha krishyadikam tatha. So here, Vidyaranya Swami imagines a Purapakshi. Imagines a Purapakshi in this verse. Shaktyadhikye jivitam ched vardhate. Vardhate, please read carefully here. Chet vardhate. Shaktyadhikye jivitam vardhate. Jivitam ched vardhate. Until then, Purapakshi's statement. Okay? Shaktyadhikye jivitam ched vardhate. Until then, Purapaksha. Tatra vriddhikrit na shaktihi. Kintu tatkaryam yuddha krishyadikam tatha. That is the answer here. So here, the Purapakshi, difficult for Purapakshi to accept. Okay, three proper reasons were given to say why Shakti, Brahma Shaktihi, is Mithya. It's only Adhyastam, superimposed, he said. Finally, to say Brahman alone is there. That's all I want to understand. Therefore, Shakti is said to be Mithya. But here, the Purapakshi says, Shaktyadhikye jivitam cha vardhate. When a person has more powers, much more powerful the person is, more he vardhate. Shakti adhikye vardhate. Vardhate literally means grows. The verb grows, grows, implies the person accomplishes more. The person achieves more. The person becomes more prosperous. The more powerful the person is, he is a greater accomplisher, he is a greater achiever, he is a more prosperous person. Isn't it? Therefore, if the person is not powerful enough, and then he doesn't accomplish much, doesn't achieve much, doesn't grow much, doesn't prosper much in his life. Therefore, how prosperous the person is, how accomplished the person is, how great achiever the person is determined by how powerful the person is. Therefore, how can we say the power is mithya? How can we say power mithya means is as good as non-existent? How is it possible for us to say power is mithya? And any accomplishment, achievement in terms of prosperity and growth, etc., improvement in life, etc., is always determined by what? The power. How powerful the person is. Shakti adhikye vardhate. Person is gross. Chet, if. Okay? If the person's growth in prosperity or in growth in terms of anything is based on the person's the power. How can we say power is mithya? Before it is said next, the answer is given next sentence. Tatra vriddhikrite na shaktihi. Vriddhikrite na shaktihi. So according to Purapakshi, shaktihi is vriddhikrite. According to Purapakshi, shaktihi is vriddhikrite. Vriddhikrite means that which contributes for growth, enhancement, empowerment in terms of, you know, prosperity, other things in life. For any growth, you know, for accomplishing much in terms of dharma or in terms of kama, in terms of artha, for anything a person must be a powerful person. Therefore, shaktyadhikye vardhate. Therefore, what is according to him, shaktihi vriddhikrit. Shaktihi, power is that. Shakti is that which contributes for the enhancement, empowerment, growth and prosperity. Because shakti is very important. Shakti, kukan shakti is maya. Kukan shakti is as well as non-existent. No, the shakti ashivama. In India also people have this, the pattimandram. You know, who is superior to who? Shiva is superior, a shakti is superior. But here there is no argument here, okay? If the person says shakti, shaktyadikya vriddhikrit, the person becomes accomplisher of everything. No, shakti alone contributes for the accomplishment, achievement, enhancement, growth in terms of prosperity, enjoyment of pleasures, etc. Therefore, shakti is called vriddhikrit. But he says, the Vidyan gives an answer. No, vriddhikrit na shaktihi. No, shaktihi does not contribute for the growth in terms of prosperity. Shakti does not contribute for the prosperity. Shakti is not vriddhikrit. Shakti, vriddhikrit na shaktihi. Shakti is not vriddhikrit. Who? What's the answer? Purpa's argument is shakti is vriddhikrit. Answer is shakti is not vriddhikrit. Why? He gave the answer he gives. When the shakti is unmanifest. Avyakta maya is what? Avyakta shaktihi is maya. Isn't it? Unmanifest power is maya. Maya is what? Maya is unmanifest power. Unmanifest power means what? Undifferentiated, unmanifest power is only potentiality. So potential power, isn't it? the potential power is as good as non-existent. Potential power is as good as non-existent. Why? Because potential power does not serve any purpose. It is like if we have money in our bank account, you have to draw the money, only then it is useful. The money which has not yet been drawn from the bank is still in your account. It is still in your account. You have bank balance in your account. But you have, unless you draw the money in from a cash in your hand, it is not useful, isn't it? The money which has been encashed, no, which has, you have got in your hand is useful. The money in your account is not useful. Isn't it? So, any potential power is not useful. It's not useful. Avyakta, Maya is Avyakta Shaktihi, unmanifest power. The word does not serve any purpose. It is like saying, I have the knowledge of lot of rituals. I know how to cook. I know how to perform rituals. I know how to drive a car. I know how to sing. I have the knowledge. I have all the potentiality. But unless my knowledge is implemented in the form of action, I should go to the car, sit the driving seat, I should drive. Only then, the Shakti in terms of knowledge of driving is expressed. So the Shakti in terms of knowledge needs expression for it to be useful. If I know how to sing, I should sing. Only my Shakti needs to be expressed. The power expressed alone is useful. The potential power, unexpressed power, unmanifest power doesn't serve any purpose. Maya is what? Not expressed power. Maya is potential power. Isn't it? I know how to cook very well. But I should exhibit that. I should implement the knowledge of cooking in the form of my cooking. Only then it will appease the hunger of many people. Or it can cause a stomach ache to other people. Isn't it? If I know cooking, if I don't implement my knowledge in terms of working, then that it will not be of any use. Therefore, knowledge, unexpressed knowledge in the form of action, unimplemented knowledge does not serve any purpose, is not useful. Similarly, Maya as avyakta, unmanifest potential power also is of no use. For Maya is what? It's not vriddhikrit. So vriddhikaranam, contribution for expansion, growth, improvement and for prosperity or anything, power needs to be expressed. Isn't it? Therefore, here Maya doesn't contribute, Maya is not vriddhikrithi because it is unexpressed potential power, unmanifest potential power cannot contribute for expansion or growth or for prosperity. And what is it which can contribute for growth and expansion, prosperity? Only the expressed power, the kinetic power, isn't it? The manifest power alone, the knowledge implemented in the action is useful. Similarly here, other term, vriddhikrithi. It alone is what contributes for growth and prosperity. What is said here? Tatkaryam. Tatkaryam means Maya Karyam. Maya Karyam here, what now actually? Tatkaryam. Vriddhikrithi na Shaktihi means the potential unmanifest power, unimplemented power cannot contribute for prosperity or growth. Kintu, but Tatkaryam means expressed power, manifest power. Tatkaryam means the effect of the power. It means Tatkaryam means the manifest power, the expressed power. implemented knowledge expressed power is expressed power is useful, productive, contributive, you know, constructive for the constructive here for what? Growth and expansion and prosperity. In terms of what? The power has to be, knowledge has to be expressed. The potentiality has to be expressed. Only then it is useful. So he says, Maya by itself is of no use. It's not Vriddhikrithi. But Maya Shakti, the power of reality expressed is what? Really useful. In terms of what alone expressed is what? In the Kshatriya's power is revealed in his battlefield, Yuddhe. In the battlefield, in the Kshatriya, he is highly powerful. And he has to express his power where? When he has to go to the battlefield, he has expressed in battle, when he fights against Adharma for protecting Dharma, then his power is expressed. Similarly, a Vaishya's power, also what? No? All is expressed only when he is doing his krishi. When he works very hard in the field and sows the seeds and plows the land, tills the land, sows the seed, waters and looks at the plants when they grow and they contribute abundantly, and then Vaishya Shakti is expressed. So the Shakti alone, Shakti manifest, power manifest alone serves the purpose. Power manifest alone is useful. So manifest power alone can be called Vriddhikrit Shakti. Unmanifest potential power cannot be called Vriddhikrit Shakti. Therefore, based on the usefulness, okay, so Vriddhikrit Shakti, you cannot say Maya is real. You cannot say the utility, the usefulness of the power cannot be the criterion for the reality. Just because something is useful, you cannot say it is, you can't take it as reality. Same thing was discussed in Mandukya Upanishad also. No, because why it is real? Because it's useful. Pot is useful. Therefore it is real. No, just because it is useful, we can't take it as real. Usefulness, a utility cannot be taken as a criterion for reality. Therefore here it said, so Vriddhikrithi, we can't say Vriddhikrithi. It doesn't contribute for prosperity or growth or expansion. Why it's unmanifest power? Maya is unmanifest power. It has to become manifest for it to be useful. Therefore, it can't be taken as real. It is mithya only. And that is what he says. Okay. So here, tat karya means the power of Maya manifest in the form of the Kshatriya's power or a Vaishya's power, expressed in the use, then in the form of in the battle or his own different their karmas, then you can understand it is useful. Therefore, it is what? No, it is definitely mithya. Next verse. Sarvatha Shakti Matrasya Sarvatha Shakti Matrasya Na Prithak Ganana Kvachit Na Prithak Ganana Kvachit Shakti Karyam Tu Naivasti Dvitiyam Shankyate Katham Sarvatha Shakti Matrasya Na prithak ganana kvachit. Shakti karyam tu naivasti. Dvitiyam shankyate katham. The first sentence is again Purapakshi. He is very happy. Oh, you say, okay, unmanifest power is of no use, you said correct. So unmanifest Maya Shakti, you cannot count a second parallel reality. Everyone you can say Mithya, you are saying. But you yourself agreed that unmanifest potential power is of no use, but power expressed alone is useful. Isn't it? Therefore, he wants to say here in this verse, Sarvatha Shakti Matrasya Prithak Ganana Na Kochit. Shakti Matrasya Prithak. Shakti Matrasya means what? The mere unmanifest power. Unmanifest potential power is Shakti Matram. Shakti Matrasya means Prithak Ganana Na Shakyate. I can understand that. Yes. Unmanifest power is not use, not of any use. It is as good as non-existent. Therefore, Prithak Ganana Na Kochit. It is not separate, countable separately. It is not countable. Unmanifest power is non-countable because it doesn't serve any purpose. But he says, second sentence, Shakti Karyam Tu. So, therefore, the Purapakshi says what he implies in the first line itself. But can we count the manifest power which is useful? No? Is Satyam. Therefore, Brahman is real. Manifest power of Brahman also is real. Can we say that? Because it is useful. Again, we have to say, Shakti Karyam Tu Naivasti. There is no such a thing called manifest power at all. Second sentence, what now? Second sentence, you have to be very careful here, understanding. Shakti Karyam Tu Naiva Asti. See, unmanifest power is not useful, therefore non-countable. And manifest power is not there. Manifest power is not there. Unmanifest power is non-countable. Not useful, therefore non-countable. Unmanifest power is not useful, therefore non-countable. Manifest, there's no which they called manifest power. Why do we say? We have to go to this here. What is its statement? Buddha Chandogyam statement, what does it say? Chandogyam statement says very clearly, no? Sadeva Saumya Idamagra Asit Yekameva Dvitiyam. One non-dual, secondless reality alone was there. What? It was pure existence. Pure existence alone was there before the creation. Therefore, which was Brahman. Brahman alone was there. Now what is this universe now? What is Brahman now? Brahman alone was there. Brahman alone is now here. Brahman alone was there. Brahman alone is now here. What does it mean? There is no such a thing called manifest power. What is manifestation is of the very reality. Manifestation is of the reality. Even though we say in the beginning, the power, manifestation of power of reality is nothing but manifestation of the reality. There is no such a thing called manifest power. Is it clear? So unmanifest power is not useful, non-countable. There is no such thing called manifest power. Therefore, Dvitiyam Katam Sankhyate. Dvitiyam, So Shakti Karyam means manifest power, expressed power. Shakti Karyam to Naiva Asti. Therefore, Dvitiyam Shankyate Katham. How can you expect the second thing? Therefore, there's a second, Dvitiyam, second. Katham Shankyate, how do you doubt? Why do you doubt? What was before the creation was pure existence alone. One secondless, non-dual reality, Impravacham Brahman, pure existence alone was there. Therefore, now this that Brahman alone is in the form of the universe. Therefore, there is no such thing called Shakti Karyam. It's Brahma Karyam. Jagat is Brahma Karyam, natu Brahma Shakti Karyam. The universe is not expression of the power of reality. Universe is the manifestation of the very reality. Therefore, what is Shakti now? Shakti is Mithya. Power is Mithya. So Maya is Mithya. Now, the interesting thing here, the following thing, the following verse, now having until these verses, all these verses, is made very clear now. Maya is Mithya. Brahma Shaktihi is Mithya, Brahmanam is Satyam. And the following verse, see, based on some Puranam, Vidyayana Swami is going to introduce a different teaching here. He wants to say, Brahman is on the part, Maya is on the part of Brahman, but Maya is something which is pervaded by Brahman. See, usually we start from Brahman. Brahman is the absolute, subtlest reality. And then Brahman is the all-pervasive, all-accommodative, most-pervasive. And afterwards, we talk about Akasha. What is Atma? Then Akasha, then Vayu, then Agni, then we say Agni, then Apaha Prithvi. We come like this. Then how the universe we talk about. But here, in this verse, he wants to introduce Maya here. He says, first he starts with the Prithivi. Prithivi, earth. Prithivi, earth. Before I go to the verse, let me explain to you beforehand. He says, he presents it for our visualization. What is being said here should not be taken very seriously. First for understanding the concept. And based on the Puranam he gives here, he first takes the Prithivi. First there is Prithivi. And Prithivi, and thereafter, Prithivi is there, and within the Prithivi, around that Prithivi, there is water. Then after that, there is fire. Then there is air. Then there is space. Then he brings in Maya. Then there is Brahma. What he wants to say here is, instead of going from grossest to subtlest to the grossest, he goes from subtlest, grossest to the subtlest. It's like, it's purely for visualization. We have to imagine that there's so many containers, one within the other. So many contents we have, one within the other, and goes from a different, you keep the size. The bigger one accommodates small one, and then again smaller one within that, smaller one within that, smaller one within that. Like how we have different containers, one within the other. Like that here, he talks of the like, first Maya, the first here Prithivi. So 9/10 of the Prithivi, 9/10 of the Prithivi, earth, is accommodated in the water. A 9/10 of the water is accommodated in what? In the fire. A 9/10 of the fire accommodated in the air. 9/10 of the air is accommodated in the water, space. And 9/10 of the space accommodated in the Maya. And 9/10 of Maya is accommodated in the Brahman. What does it mean? Maya does not occupy the whole Brahman. Okay, Brahman is the locus. And Maya is located in Brahman. Brahman is the locus. Maya is located in Brahman, as though located. As I'm saying, please don't take it very seriously. It is only given here for visualization, understanding. Just the concept has to be understood. There are certain places we have to be very careful. We should not take very seriously. Don't imagine like there's so many containers like, no, Brahman is sitting and not like that. So Maya is the located in Brahman and Brahman is the locus. But how much is Brahman? How much does Maya occupy Brahman? The whole Brahman. Brahman in its entirety is not occupied by, occupied by Maya. Only 9/10 of Brahman is occupied by Maya. Okay, 9/10. Is it clear now? That's why only little small portion of Brahman is occupied by Maya. So, which means that what is said here, so Brahman is all accommodative. In the Brahman, how Maya is? Maya is located in Brahman. And in the Maya, space located. In space, air is located. In air, fire is located. In fire, water is located. In water, earth is located. Isn't it? So the grossest is located in the subtlest. So what accommodates what now? Brahman accommodates Maya. But how big? How? Not fully. Not yet. Brahman's entirety is not occupied by Maya. It is said here. Natnakritsna Brahma Vrat. See there, please read the verse there, 54th verse. Na Krishna Brahma Vrittihi. It is there Brahma Vrittihi. If your book has Brahma Vrittihi, please change as Brahma Vrittihi. Make it short. I don't know what a book has. Do you have Brahma Vrittihi or Brahma Vrittihi? Make it short. Brahma Vrittihi. Not Brahma Vrittihi. Brahma Vrittihi is the correct expression. Brahma Vrittihi. Brahma Vrittihi. See, Brahma Vrittihi means Brahmani Vartate Iti Brahma Vrittihi. Brahmani Vartate Iti Brahma Vrittihi. That which obtains in Brahman is called Brahma Vrittihi. That which obtains in Brahman is called Brahma Vrittihi. So Maya is introduced here again. What is Brahma Vrittihi here? Maya. And having introduced Maya, Vidyayana Swami gradually, slowly, he wants to, you know, take the top subject matter further. So Vidyayana Swami here is definitely, he himself is beautifully visualizing a sort of development. So Vidyayana Swami is very carefully visualizing some sort of development in the following verses. So what he is going to develop in future, keeping what he is going to develop in future, and he begins his teaching now. So in this verse, Vidyayana Swami wants to present the whole creation in the form of concentric circles. He wants to present the whole creation in the form of concentric circles. The entire universe will be one circle. The whole cosmos will be one circle. The whole cosmos stands for Earth. The whole cosmos, I mean the Earth. The Earth here. The entire world stands for Earth. The Earth, which the Earth is really one circle. Then there'll be Jala Tattvam. The water principle will be the next circle. And because it is higher, subtler than the earth, it is now more pervasive. Water is more pervasive than the earth. So the whole earth, the world, is in one circle. And then the water will be more pervasive. Then afterwards, the fire principle, then air principle, then space. Like the five concentric circles. I tell you, this creation of world, Vidyayana presents here, is based on some Puranic teaching. Then after these five centric, the concentric circles, one within the other, like, okay, a sixth concentric circle is Maya. You have to really imagine here, okay. Sixth concentric circle is Maya. And the seventh, you can imagine. What will seventh? Seventh concentric circle will be what? After Maya? Brahman. Therefore, and Brahman is the seventh concentric circle which pervades the Maya, and it even goes beyond the Maya. So again, I'll repeat it here. So as Dhyana Swami here visualizes a form, sort of development in the following verses, exactly keeping the further development in view, he begins his teaching in this verse. The whole creation is given in form of concentric circles, and the whole world, the earth element will be one circle, then the water principle, then fire principle, then air principle, and space. They all will be in different circles, and each circle, subtler the is the principle. It is more pervasive. In the sixth circle will be of what? Maya. The seventh concentric circle will be Brahman. And this Brahman, being the seventh one, pervades the entire Maya and goes beyond Maya. Generally, in Upanishads, this picture is what now? Drawn from smaller to the bigger. But here, in the grossest to the subtlest. And he himself says, the Maya occupies, Maya here occupies a portion of Brahman. Maya occupies a portion of Brahman. Because Brahman is the biggest circle. Within that biggest circle is what? Maya is 9/10 of Brahman. So 9/10 of Brahman, be pervaded by Maya, occupied by Maya. So similarly, 9/10 of each will be pervading what? Occupying the other element. So here, oh, don't imagine anything here. As I told you already, we may not take it very seriously. It's only to understand the concept. We should not measure it. See, Maya is immeasurable. Maya cannot be measured at all. And then Brahman is definitely immeasurable. But immeasurable, Brahman and Maya can be measured. That's why this is, we not take it as very seriously here. Only for visualization and for understanding the concept. Therefore, Prithivi, Apaha, Agnihi, Vayuhu, Akashaha, Maya, Brahman. So Maya is not located here. Maya is not located on the entire Brahman, but Maya occupies only a portion of Brahman. A portion is called Eka Deshaha. Now I can go to the verse. I had to prepare it before going to the verse. Na Krishna Brahma Vrittissa. Na Krishna Brahma Vrittissa. By the time you complete this, the teaching on Maya, you'll really enjoy it. In the beginning, you may find it boring. It'll be okay. Sakritsna Krishna Brahma Vrittissa. Na Krishna Brahma Vrittissa. Shakti Kim Tveka Desha Bhak. Shakti Kim Tveka Desha Bhak. Ghata Shakti. Tiryatha bhomo snigdham ridyeva vartate. Ghata shaktiryatha bhomo snigdham ridyeva vartate. So, Brahma vrittihi sa shaktihi. Brahma vrittna Krishna Brahma vritti. Krishna means entire. That power, sa shakti means that power called, power of Brahman called Maya, na Krishna Brahma Vrittihi, does not occupy Brahman entirely. Even now, it occupies only portion of Brahman. It means the rest of the Brahman, which is not occupied by Maya. Only portion of Brahman is occupied by Maya. Because Brahman is a huge, much bigger, biggest circle. And is Maya within the circle of Brahman. Therefore, Maya occupies only portion of Brahman. not the entire Brahman is not occupied by Maya. Which means Brahman pervades the Maya and goes beyond the Maya. Whereas Maya occupies Brahman, only a portion of Brahman. But Eka Deshaha means a portion. Oru Siru Pahudi. Eka Deshaha, a small portion of Brahman alone, is occupied by Maya, not the entire Brahman. So Brahma Sa Shaktihi Na Krishna Brahma Vrittihi. Na Krishna Brahma Vrittihi. That power called Maya is does not occupy Brahman entirely, totally. Only Eka Desha Bhak. Eka Desha Bhak means it only occupies Brahman, a portion of Brahman. A portion. It only occupies a portion of Brahman. Like what? Beautiful example he is giving. See, when you see the earth, in the earth we have soil, we have sand, we have clay, everything. But the capacity to convert the clay, the sand, the earth into pot, the entire earth does not have the shakti. Wherever you see the earth, you can't just go and pick up any part of the earth and convert it into a clay, isn't it? That's into a pot. Even though earth is endowed with the power, shakti. What shakti? That it can be converted into a pot. But any part of the earth, you just walk in, you just take a part of earth and can you convert it into earth? No. Only snigdha. Only not a sand. You take the sand and try to make a pot, it will fall apart like our rava laddu. Isn't it? You try to take some, if you take anything else, you can't make it. It's not the beautiful example he is giving. It must be clay. You know, but a wet clay. Only a wet, even the wet clay, which is part of the earth alone, has the shakti, has the capacity, has the power to be converted into a pot. Even though the power does not occupy the power of earth, which is convertible into the pot. The power of earth convertible into the pot does not occupy the whole earth. Only certain area, isn't it? Where there is a clay, and the clay also what now? Snigdha, the wet clay. The dry sand or soil cannot be converted into, doesn't have the shakti to be converted into pot. A convertible power is not there all over the earth. So snigdha mrid. Mrid means, literally it means mud. But snigdha mrid means wet clay. Not dry sand or dry soil, but wet clay alone. Wet clay which alone what now? Is convertible into a pot. Therefore, thus, power convertible into a form part, even though earth is endowed with, it is not all over the earth. Only some portion of the earth, we can find this, the convertible power of the earth into part. A power of the earth convertible into part in terms of wet clay is there only certain part of the earth, not all over the earth. Similarly, this power convertible into universe. The power of reality convertible into the universe also is there only a portion of the power, Brahman. A portion of the Brahman alone is like what? Is the power convertible into the universe. Not whole Brahman. Not the Brahman in its entirety. So what it wants to say is, Maya is pervaded Brahman pervades the Maya and goes beyond Maya. So Maya occupies a portion of Brahman, not the Brahman in the end. So na Krishna Vrittihi. Na Krishna Brahma Vrittihi Sashaktihi. Okay? Ghata Shaktihi Yatha Bhumo. Ghata Shaktihi Yatha Bhumo. Bhumo on the earth. Ghata Shakti means the power of the earth convertible into pot, it's called Ghata Shakti. Don't take it as a pot, not power of the pot. The power of the earth convertible into the pot. Is there Ghata Shakti? Yatha Bhumau. How it is? Not everywhere. Wherever you see earth, you can't find the Ghata Shakti. Where Snigdha Mrud, only the Ghata Shakti, the power of the earth convertible into the pot, it found only where there is wet clay. Bhumau Snigdha Mrudi Eva Vartate. Snigdha Mrudi means only the wet clay. Where you find the wet clay, there alone you discover the power of the clay convertible into pot. Not all over the earth. Even the earth has it. Similarly, the power of Shakti all convertible to earth also is there only in a portion of Brahman. And for which, now we'll be very happy to understand. What is the source? Poor Pakshi will not keep quiet. He'll ask. You have to assume here, okay? How do you say this? Brahman, only portion of Brahman occupied by Maya Shakti. The entire Brahman is there. How do you say that? No. Brahman has Shakti, but only portion of the Shakti alone is manifest as what? The universe. Therefore, which means Brahman is the accommodative of all powers. All powerful is Brahman. Some power of Brahman alone is manifest as what? The universe. That's why Maya is not outside of Brahman. Maya can never be countable as a parallel reality or an independent reality or part of the reality. Maya is not independent of reality. Not even a parallel reality, not even a part of the reality. Isn't it? The unmanifest, it is non-countable as you, because useless. When manifest also, it is not there really speaking. And the two, to make it clear, and this peculiar creation, it is usually the Srishti Prakriya, wherever it comes, you know, it is not acceptable. And in this, the Srishti is what? Completely based on the Puranic description. That's why he talks about the concentric circles of earth, concentric circle of air, etc., etc. And each circle is what now? And the bigger the circle, so Brahman is the biggest circle, and in which Maya is, within which Maya is, within the Maya this Akasha is, within Akasha, like that he comes down. Now he says, and this Maya also, it does not occupy the Brahman its entirety. Maya occupies only a portion of Brahman. The Sa Shakti Brahma na Krishna Brahma Vartihi. Ekadesha. No? It occupies only a portion. And like what? An example he gives is, beautiful example, even though the whole earth is endowed with the power, endowed with the Shakti, what? The power which can be converted into a pot. And that convertible, the power, Ghata Shaktihi, the power of the earth, which can be converted into the pot, is not there all over the earth, wherever you have. Only where there is a Snigdha Mrud. Snigdha Mrud Yeva Gata Shakti hi Vartate. The power of the earth convertible into pot is there only where there is a wet clay. Snigdham Hridayeva is a good example. Now the Purbakshmi asked the question, what is the source? How do you say this? And here Vidyayana Swami quotes a line from Purusha Suktam. This is the next one. Pado osyo. Paramatmani mayayaha ekadesha vrittitvam. Only a portion of Brahman. Maya occupies only a portion of Brahman. So say, Pado osyo vishwa. You know the sentence, but this is not a Veda mantra here. So only a sloka here. Padosya sarva bhutani. Padosya sarva bhutani tripadasti swayam prabhaha. Beautiful. Padaha asya sarva bhutani. The Veda mantra. Sarva bhutani means what? Sarvani bhutani. All the beings which constitute this universe. All the beings which constitute this universe is only tripahar. Here, padaha, only quarter of Brahman. Asya padaha, sarva bhutani. Only a portion of Brahman is what? Manifest is the power of Brahman manifest is what? Only portion of the power manifest is this whole universe of all the beings. What about the 3/4 then? Only 1/4 is that. What about 3/4? Tripad. Tripad asti swayam prabhaha. The 3/4 of Brahman, what now? Swayam prabhaha, self-effulgent consciousness. Swayam prabhaha means what now? Self-effulgent, self-revealing consciousness is the 3/4 of Brahman. The 1/4 of Brahman is what here? Not a part. It's like each example here. 1/4 of Brahman alone is manifest as this universe consisting of all the beings. Sarva bhutani means sarvani bhutani. All the beings of all categories, of all varieties, which constitute the whole earth, jagat, universe, is only pasya padaha. Only 1/4 of the Brahman. The rest, tripadasti, the 3/4 of Brahman is what? Pure self-effulgent reality, the consciousness. Swayam prabhaha. Iti ekadesha vrittitvam mayayaha vadati shrutihi. Shruti, here the Purusha Suktam, itself he says here, Shruti means the Vedic, Veda mantra says, mayayaha ekadeshatvam, maya being only a occupy, maya only occupies the portion of Brahman. Means, what it implies is, maya does not have independent existence outside of Brahman. Nor is Maya countable as a parallel reality. Maya is not even part of Brahman. Okay, therefore Maya is Mithya. Is it clear? So, this only, the Purana itself, the Puranic description of creation, is also based on this sentence. Purusha Suktam. People will get confused about it. Oh, 1/4 is Brahman. We should sit and measure. Okay, 1/4 is Brahman, Maya. 3/4 is effulgent consciousness. Don't measure. That's why it is not for measuring. It is not for taking any, considering any new ideas. Okay, it is only to drive home the fact Maya is not there really. What is only Brahman. You will get very easily. No, why? Because doubt has to go clearly. Means so much of attorney has to be paid to talk about it. Anyway, so padosya sarva bhutani tripadasti swayam prabha tripadasti swayam prabha ityeka desha vrittitvam mayaya vadati shrutihi iti mayayaah ekadesha vrittitvam shrutihi vadati. This is how Veda mantra itself states that Maya only occupies a portion of Brahman. Ekadesha vrittitvam. Maya does not occupy the whole of Brahman, because Brahman's only one fourth of Brahman is the Maya. Manifest is what? One fourth of this universe, all the beings, and the tripadasti swayam prabha. The three-fourth of Brahman is what? The self-effulgent reality, the consciousness. The rest of them are what now? Therefore, Maya doesn't occupy the whole of Brahman. For Maya is mithya. Therefore, the example earlier he gave was what? Even though everywhere there is earth, and the earth, there must be sort of flexibility, or you can say pliability, you know, on the part of the earth, remember, for the wet clay, for it to convert into a pot. Is it? Similarly here, the Shakti manifest is of Brahman, no doubt, but doesn't have independent existence of its own. It is not countable. But one important thing today I said, an unmanifest power is non-countable, it doesn't have any purpose. And manifest power does is not there. Okay, what does it mean? You say manifest power is not there means, what does it mean? What is as only Brahma? Brahman manifests the universe. What is Brahman? Pure knowledge. The pure knowledge is non-recognizable. Pure knowledge is non-accessible. Pure knowledge is non-interactable. Pure knowledge is non-recognizable. But knowledge manifest in the form of universe is recognizable, interactable, perceptible, isn't it? Accessible. So knowledge manifest is the universe. Universe unmanifest is pure knowledge, pure existence. Knowledge manifest is existence of the universe. And the universe unmanifest is pure existence, which is pure consciousness or pure knowledge. We don't talk separately about something about the power. Before the creation comes, to understand, we have to talk about this as a power. What is the reality? Reality must have some power, etc. We have to talk. It's exactly like when the fire burns things, we talk about if fire has burnt, the power of the fire has burnt. Oh my God, how powerful the fire is. The power really has burnt it. The power of fire is expressed when it burns something. We talk about it, but there's no such thing as power separate sitting other than the fire. What has burnt is the fire only. Fire has burnt things. After when the fire has burnt something, we say, my God, look at the power of the fire, how it has burnt it. When you say that, has the power of the fire burnt it? Fire burnt it. Fire alone burnt it. Seeing the burnt things, we say, how powerful the fire is. It's an exclamatory expression, isn't it? How powerful the fire is. You see the burning. Similarly, you see the whole jagat. My God, the only reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge as is manifest in the form of the universe means how powerful the reality is. Is it clear now? Do you get, I've got the point towards the end, I try to make you understand. See the whole universe, how powerful the reality is. What is the universe? The whole universe is manifestation of knowledge. When the knowledge is manifest, you appreciate the existence of the universe. When the knowledge, when the universe is unmanifest, when the knowledge is pure knowledge, you do not appreciate the existence of the universe. Then existence is there or not? The existence is in the form of pure knowledge. That is why pure knowledge is existence and existence is knowledge. Is it clear? If it is clear, very good. Very, very good. If it is not clear also, very, very, very good. I can continue in my next class. Is it clear? Okay. Now today's verse, okay, Maya is called Brahma Vrittihi. Suddenly the new word come across. Brahma Vrittihi means what? That which obtains in Brahman. Brahma Shaktihi we say. Now we say Brahma Vrittihi. Brahmanil Irupad. Say Brahma, Brahmani Vartate iti Brahma Vrittihi. New word. Brahma Shaktihi, Chichaktihi, and Brahma Vrittihi. Na Sa Shaktihi, Brahma Vrittihi, na Krishna Brahma Vrittihi. That power doesn't obtain in Brahman, it's in the entire Brahman. Only Yeka Desha Krit. Only it occupies only a portion of Brahman. Just to say, Brahman pervades Maya. Maya is not outside of Brahman. Finally to say, there is no such thing called Maya. Only reality. Why do we have to use it? Because reality is abstract, subtlest, inconceivable. Therefore, Shastram uses the word power. If I give the example here, when the fire burns something, fire alone, who is that one who, what is it which burns things? If the fire alone burns, after burning, seeing the destruction, then you are surprised. Oh my God, how powerful the fire is. That's all you say. Then again, similarly here, when the pure reality, Brahman, obtains a pure knowledge, is completely non-comprehensible, non-interactable, even you are not there, the world is not there. Nothing, it is not, nothing non-accessible. But when the same Brahman is manifest as the universe, is recognizable, the whole universe is what? The whole universe is manifestation of the pure knowledge. The knowledge manifest is the universe. The universe unmanifest is pure knowledge. When the universe is manifest, only they understand how powerful this knowledge is. How powerful the reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge is. Is it clear? What was Brahman? What is Brahman? That's all. We'll continue the thing next class. Because we will have a few more verses to break our heads with Maya, okay? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.